their personal and professional lives are deeply affected by what happens elsewhere. And that is both in terms of challenges, competition, for example. You can't pretend like your company out of the Midwest is the only player. You may have some serious competition coming now from almost anywhere in the world. But also in terms of opportunities, new markets, new suppliers, new clients, new technology, new way of doing things. And study abroad can't deliver on all of that. And there's many different types of study abroad opportunities. But what it delivers, without fail, I would say, is a much broader horizon, more open-mindedness, better organizational skills, and problem-solving skills.
Associate Dean Kramer, you help to manage students through the admissions process, through the scholarship process, and then through career placement. Part of the time, do you have a rough feeling for how important studying abroad might be and whether that should be done during the university time frame, during high school, during both? What kinds of...
I think the experience of studying abroad is so important nowadays for young people, especially if they can have this opportunity when they're in college or high school. Our dean likes to say that no one really wants to hire someone without a passport or someone who's never been on an airplane before. And I think the experience of being able to travel in a very well-managed, supervised mode and combine that with the study of your discipline is just irreplaceable. It's just incredibly valuable for young people today. Our world is definitely becoming more global and international, and this is a very exciting and actually an expensive way for many of our young people to see the world.
Inexpensive, but it's not cheap all the time to send a kid to college, and I mm-hmm. suspect that many of our listeners will be thinking at this time, what does it cost? What's the admissions process like at the university?
Well, in terms of admission to the College of ACES, we do look very holistically at students that are applying. So you get a great opportunity for some of these global, you know, you can go abroad. There are all kinds of jobs out there. So what we are looking for in our students in terms of kind of their background, what they have done would be somebody who's certainly academically strong, but also a well-rounded student. So they've been involved. The phrase we like to use is that they took advantage of the curriculum that was offered. So in other words, if you're from a smaller high school, hopefully you got involved in your high school activities. If you're from a larger high school, you took AP classes, that type of thing.
If you'd like to join our conversation this afternoon, you can do that. The numbers are 217-333-9455, that's WILL, or 1-800-222-9455. That one spells WILL at the end. So toll free, 800-222-9455. Or 217-333-9455. Three folks from the College of ACES, that's the Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences College here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois, are joining us. So let's continue down this conversation about admissions, Kathy, and talk more about what it is that these two different high school settings have, and how you balance that out as the admissions folks looking at, for instance, somebody, and I'll use Fisher as a smaller high school in this area, as opposed to somebody who would be coming from, I don't know, the Chicago High School for Agriculture. How do you balance those two folks out when you look at them for admissions? I mean, there's obviously different sorts of classwork that they've done in those two high schools. One of them is a general small town high school. The other one is a very well accepted mm-hmm. and high school that's in the midst of Chicago and has an it focuses on agriculture mm-hmm. Solely. How do you take a look at those two students?
That's a great question, Todd, because it's, you know, you would like to be able to capture everything, certainly, but I really do. I think it comes back to that phrase, taking advantage of the curriculum. So both in terms of the courses that were offered to you in your high school and also just in terms of your high school experience. And we definitely recognize that someone who's a Fisher Bunny is going to have a different experience than the Chicago Ag Sciences, both in terms of the city setting that they're in, you know, the different types of sports and clubs that they can participate in. And we do, the high schools provide us with background information that we utilize pretty well in terms of looking, again, just back to make sure that student was really doing all that they could do to become competitive.
How many students are in there? Are there in the College of ACES?
I believe 2,350 students right now.
And do you know how they're split, rural and metropolitan background? Is it about 50-50, if I remember correctly? No, it's changed over the years?
It is changing. We have more and more urban students and suburban students than ever before.
And so are their career paths different than the typical high school student that would come out of a rural setting? I mean, are they taking different types of classes, and are they in one side of the college, or the other? So do they split out differently? Do they spend more time in Bevere Hall, which or as opposed to Turner Hall?
Right. Well, you know, our college offers so many different opportunities for students, and I really believe that there's some place for everyone in the college. We do see a lot of the more urban students coming in and following career paths that lead to careers related to economics or engineering or human and community development, food science, human nutrition. But we also have a good number of students from rural high schools following those career paths as well. We clearly offer a lot of support and good curricula for students who really want to do almost anything related to agriculture. And we consider it a very broad field.
So I'm fairly familiar with a lot of what happens in the college, because that's my job, is to be familiar with the college across the board, I suppose. But maybe you could talk a little bit about the different types of career paths or the different places that that the college offers in terms of those career paths. So Bevere Hall is different than the IGB, although they're next to each other. It's different than Ag Mech, and certainly different than crop sciences.
Absolutely. So if you want to follow production career path, there's lots of opportunities to work in Turner Hall to follow a degree in horticulture or crop sciences or natural resources and environmental sciences as well. If you're interested in food science or human nutrition or understanding the food and industry sort of world, there's lots of places for you to learn and get some excellent internship experiences and practical experiences in your courses and outside of the courses as well. Economics is a really interesting way. We have some new programs coming up in personal finance that is just very exciting and attracting a lot of attention. So you name it, I have a feeling there's something that relates to the world of agricultural sciences that we offer within the college as well.
How does the college set into the university setting? Where does it stand nationwide? If you've got numbers on that, how does it set into the entire University of Illinois three-campus setting?
Well, we are probably in population about a tenth of the U of I population at the Urbana-Champaign campus. We are very well respected both on campus and in terms of the peer institutions. We're one of the larger programs in agriculture from around the nation, and we're very proud of that. We're proud of the fact that we have excellent students, but we also have very excellent faculty, from academic teaching professionals all the way to full professors, and our students get access to all those sorts of people and really get some exemplary experiences along the way.
Well, when we come back, and maybe before we leave, what does it cost now? What's tuition for the college if you're a freshman?
I want to say that right now, because there are base rates and then there are some curriculum that have an additional charge onto that, and I believe the base rate is around $9,500. Is that right?
Yeah, maybe a little bit under $9,000.
For tuition. Then housing, is that just about double the cost then for a year? That's per semester, right?
Right, per semester. Yeah, so I think it does end up being about $30,000 by the time.
18 for semester for housing. Is it about double when you put the housing in? Is that right? So 18 and then you double that. So
no, I don't think it's double for housing. I think it's about an extra $10,000 for housing for the entire year.
For the entire year. Yeah. So we're
at
28.
Right.
For the year.
Yeah.
Interesting. We'll talk more about it when we return. You're listening to the Harvest Hour edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about the College of ACES, Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, right here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois.
Support for today's broadcast is provided by World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods at 6th and University in Champaign. For over 15 years, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of name-brand foods from around the world. Your suggestions and requests are always welcome. World Harvest encourages you to join them in supporting public radio.
Here's what the weather forecast for the two-state region looks like from our own chief meteorologist here at the radio station, WILL. Ed Kieser says tonight in northern Indiana, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers in northern Illinois and central Indiana, mostly cloudy. In west central and southern Illinois and in far southwestern parts of Indiana, mostly clear. Elsewhere, partly cloudy, lows will generally range between 37 and 43, except in the upper 40s near Lake Michigan. Tomorrow in far northern Indiana, mostly cloudy, a few showers elsewhere in the north and in central parts of Indiana, partly sunny in central Illinois and the south, mostly sunny. Highs tomorrow will range from 58 in the far northern parts of Indiana to 70 in the far southern part of Illinois. The extended forecast says that cool weather will continue right on through tomorrow night and into Friday. Lows tomorrow night and Friday night will be mostly in the 40s, some 30s in the typically coldest locations. A touch of frost is possible in those places over the next few nights, but a widespread killing frost, well, that one's not likely.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Warden Martin Subaru in Savoy. At Subaru's assembly plant in Lafayette, Indiana, a zero landfill status is designed to save cost and our future environment. It is part of what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Information online at wardenmartin.com or 352-8910.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is the Harvest Hour edition. I'm Todd Gleason. We're joined in the studio by Lori Kramer, Kathy Martinson, and Andrea Bowen to talk about the College of Aces here on the Urbana-Champaign campus. So there are a couple of things that I'd maybe like to cover. There will be some out there, like me, who went to community college or are in the process of going to community college. I had a really good experience actually transferring in to the University of Illinois. I worked very closely with somebody that's now going to have, I hope, an endowed position here, an endowed scholarship. I worked with Jim Evans to come into the Ag Communications program when I came in the 1980s, but I'll bet we're still looking for those community college graduates, aren't we?
Absolutely. I think the community college group is an area I'm really glad that you mentioned that, because we have a goal as a college as well as on campus of increasing the number of community college transfers. We're seeing some very strong students out of community colleges. We're developing some partnerships, some really specific relationships, and it's good to hear that you had a good experience. I am hearing more and more. For a while, it was known, well, maybe if you transfer, it's not as strong, but I'm hearing good things lately. So,
well, in 1980, Jim, you know what Jim did for me, and I call him Jim now because I work with him closely, but I called him and said, Dad tells me I can either go to ISU for 4 years or I can go to Lincoln Land in Springfield, which is the community college, for two, and then come to the University of Illinois. And I wanted to be a farm broadcaster, and we had an AgCom program. I called Dr. Evans up. He said, yeah, I can help you transfer. Mm-hmm. And they sent me a list of all of the classwork that I would be doing there and what those numbers were. So I knew exactly what class, if I was taking it here, I knew the number here. If I was taking Lincoln Land, I knew it there. And when I came in, I transferred 63 credits.
That's excellent.
Yeah, it was really nice, but he worked really well. And I think now you've got partnerships probably with Parkland. Who do you have partnerships with at this point in the community college system?
Well, we're working on, and Dr. Kramer can touch more specifically on mm-hmm. some of the specific colleges, but yes, Parkland is a big one through the Parkland Pathways program.
We are developing more and more relationships with community colleges. We really think it's an advantage for young people to complete a bachelor's degree. We know that our community colleges are doing an excellent job in providing students with a firm foundation. We really want to see as many of those students complete a degree as possible. Our first dual admission program is actually this Parkland Pathways program, where we partner with Parkland, admit students who are going to be taking the bulk of their coursework at Parkland, but they're going to take one course each semester at the U of I. and they get actually access to all of the cool things we think we have at the University of Illinois, like access to the libraries, our email system, rec centers, all of that. They can even live on campus.
Oh, that's amazing.
And, if they comply with the requirements of the program, keep up their GPA, and meet with advisors, then they're assured of admission when they transfer in as juniors to the U of I, and they've got coursework done, just like you did.
We have a caller on line one who'd like to join our conversation this afternoon. Hello to you, line one. What do you have to add to our conversation today?
Well, I was just wondering if there's any planning in the works to have like a professional retraining program for farmers, you know. And the example, the best example I can give you is, you know, the MAST program that Kansas State does. I've drove to Kansas. I live in Monticello, and I've actually drove to Kansas and participated in their MAST program. And I'm really disappointed that something like that doesn't happen here at the University of Illinois, you know, the Ag School. And I just wonder if they can comment on something like, you know, doing something like that. And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thanks, John, for calling in. John calling in. Actually, I know John, so he's calling in from Monticello. I recognized his voice immediately, and we appreciate him with his call. So is there anything like he's discussing with retraining programs?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what this program is, but we're moving in many directions that I think will hopefully be attractive options for folks. We're working more to develop online courses. And some of those will be available to people not only in the state of Illinois, but even broader than that. And we're very excited about those developments. We're also developing some professional science master's programs, which I think are really exciting because they are going to be wonderful combinations of getting the science education that you get in a master's degree plus training in the business and management aspects. And I think this is really going to help many professionals out there advance in their careers.
And one final question. We have maybe a minute and a half left about the advisors here. It's tough sometimes to come in from any school. Sometimes I know I felt even when I came in as a junior, awful young to drop into a school where there were 45,000 students at that time and still today. They're an awful lot of folks here. Do the advisors help you through the process?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the strengths of our college. We've got a smaller college, and we've got advisors who work with students from before they even transfer, so before they start through the time they graduate, helping them with everything from course selection to finding careers to just kind of professional and personal development. So it's definitely a strength that we're proud of in the College of ACES.
Well, Associate Dean of Academic Programs, Lori Kramer, and Assistant Dean.